This is Apollo Control at 106 hours, 51 minutes. We're about 2 minutes now from reacquiring Apollo 17 as the spacecraft comes back around on the front side of the moon on the 10th revolution. And when we again establish radio contact, the crew should have pretty well finished breakfast and be getting suited up, ready for Jack Schmidt and Gene Cernan to enter the lunar module and begin preparations for separation, powered descent to the lunar surface. Here in the control center, we're in the process of a shift handover. Flight Director Jerry Griffin and the team of flight controllers who will be on during today's powered descent now coming on to replace the Gene Kranz team. Flight Director Neil Hutchinson will be in charge of CSM activities once the two vehicles separate. Capcom for the lunar module will be astronaut Gordon Fullerton, and astronaut Ken Mattingly is moving in, taking up position at the console to handle CSM activities. And we're now about 30 seconds away from reacquiring Apollo 17. ENCO reports acquisition of signal. We'll stand by for a call to the crew.
Houston, we're with you, and we're in the process of getting the tunnel pressurized and moving right towards probe control removal.
Okay, Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Gordy. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
You're going to pick up the reports, post-sleep reports later, is that correct, from Ron?
Anyway, it's convenient to you.
Well, we're moving towards getting the suits on. Unless you want me to take 5 minutes here, we'll leave it alone and let Ron give it to you.
That'll be fine.
Everybody ate and drank and slept just about like last night.
Okay.
Morning, Gordy.
Good morning, Commander.
Tell Joe, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to say hello to him, but I did hear his presence being evident.
Okay, we'll pass it along.
The tunnel hatch is out.
Okey-doke,
Ron. Gordy, how does America look to you this morning?
Beautiful, as it has all the way to date.